welcome back to the News Brief. In today's edition, ChatGPT joins Microsoft 365 and Volkswagen unveils new electric car. Microsoft has announced that it will incorporate the technology underpinning ChatGPT, the popular AI software, into its widely used work suite, Microsoft 365. The new offering called Copilot will be seamlessly integrated into programs such as Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook. Copilot is expected to revolutionize work processes, according to Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, although the company acknowledges that it may occasionally make errors. Copilot has several functions, including summarizing conversations conducted on Teams, drafting emails, creating PowerPoint presentations, and analyzing long email threads and documents. Although ChatGPT has earned praise for its ability to provide rapid, human-like responses to complex questions, it can also generate inaccurate or false information. Copilot is not identical to ChatGPT, but it is based on the same language learning model. Microsoft acknowledges that Copilot may be occasionally usefully wrong. In a statement, the company said that Copilot would reduce the burden of administrative tasks, enabling workers to focus on the 20% of work that is most important. Microsoft has yet to announce a release date for Copilot. Volkswagen has introduced its latest electric vehicle, the ID.2 All, which is aimed at the mass market and comes with a starting price of €25,000, or $26,000, and a range of 450 kilometers, or 279 miles. The electric hatchback, which resembles the Golf, was revealed during an investor event in Germany and is expected to be put into production in 2025. VW plans to invest €180 billion, or $193 billion, over the next 5 years in areas such as battery production and raw materials in order to cut EV production costs and increase market share. The ID.2 All will be built on VW's modular MEB electric vehicle platform and will be the automaker's first plug-in vehicle with front-wheel drive, enabling faster charging times. Although the ID.2 All is a hatchback, which is no longer as popular segment in the US and Europe, VW hopes its affordable price point and new design language will attract buyers. The company is also planning to release a sub-€2,000 model, the ID.1, in 2027. That concludes today's edition. If you enjoyed it, please consider subscribing to our channel wherever you get your podcasts to stay up to date with the latest content from Bloomhive. Thank you for tuning in. That's all for today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen. This podcast is a Bloomhive Studios original production. Find out more at bloomhive.co.uk/studios.